Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is March 1st, April Fools, April 1st, 2021. Saints,
the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In an emergency, you can call Dan on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
I'm going to say make sure you text first.
Right. And you can always find the breaking news at Wichita Mission, about the Wichita Mission update. And the radio program archives and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Folks, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on international YouTube and on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base that's in worldwide places like Durban, South Africa, Tehran, Iran. Munich, Germany, and in the USA we have Kansas City, Missouri, Oklahoma City, and San Jose, California. And then Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners that will listen to the program when it podcasts later tonight.
Okay, you folks over there in Wichita, you should drop by and see us sometime and see what we do. By the way, folks, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And soon, though, I'm probably not going to be much on Twitter because Donald Trump coming out with his own site.
Yeah, I'm moving over to Trump.
Did you go ahead and sign up for it ahead of time?
Send me the thing.
Well, you need to do it so you can get the handle you want before somebody else takes
it
up.
Well, you need to send me the information.
Okay, I'll send you the link, and then I'll also post the link. I did it before. I will post it at the pastor's page, and therefore then other people can get it. And so I'm very excited about that. But as far as Facebook and Twitter and those places, I won't ever completely leave those places in the sense that I don't believe that we should leave the battlefields, and that's where the battlefield's at before the job is done. So,
right. Well, you always want to know what your enemies are doing anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, I post articles, lots of articles on prophecyhour.com. That's the best place to get breaking news and things, but I post it over there. Even things a lot of things I don't agree with, simply so that we know what's going on.
Right.
That's the point. You have to have that brain set. If you shut out looking at everything that you don't agree with, then you're not going to know what they're doing. You just got to have yourself in the mindset that you don't get brainwashed. And that is kind of what a lot of the program is going to be about. Well, let's say a prayer, have a song, and let's get to it. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, I pray radio goes according to your will, not our will, Father, and give everybody out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, mighty Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
days of Noah keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Getting about the flood, in anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to buy. Some just think of money and how to get some more, but little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned.
You know, we're there, and it all goes on this book that I really am starting to write and working on. The revealing is because, you know, there is so much evil out there that it.
You ain't kidding.
But here's the point, where it used to be hidden, it's just.
It's blatant right there, even in the courtrooms.
Right. Well, we're not going to go into
right.
that.
Right. I'm just saying,
but,
it's
yeah,
out there.
It's very well out there, and we're going to start exposing some of this. And one of the things I want to point out to you folks is that this program, the material that I, when I decided to do this particular program last night, and I started finding the material, it's going to take two programs to do it. So, folks, this is part one. If you listened and want to hear the whole story, there's going to be a part two, and we'll do that later on today, tonight, after we do this program, naturally. It can't be two programs at once, right?
Right. Right. One's at 5 and one's at 7.
Central time. Yeah, at Frank's time, this 5 o'clock one is 3 o'clock.
Oh, so it's 3 and 5?
3 and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be in Eagle Point, Oregon. Okay, this one.
What's the name? Oh, Eagle Point. I thought you said Evil Point. I'm like, what? What's
no,
the name of that again?
Eagle Point. Okay. All right, let's start off with this one, and we'll start seeing where we're going.
Oh, my goodness. A terrified grandma finds a demon with horns standing over the toddler's bed. 3/2/20. I don't know what the date
news.
Is. 7 News.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was published on. I don't know why that's it. It's probably
23202.
Yeah.
I don't know English sense. Okay. Anyway, a terrified grandma is begging for help after capturing a demon standing over her grandchild's bed just days after the tot was heard warning an invisible intruder to go away. Troy McKenzie set up a motion-activated camera in Tori. I said Troy. It's Tori. Camera in her son's house after complaints. His two-year-old daughter, Amber McKenzie, was talking to something unseen in the middle of the night. The 41-year-old checked her camera's app 4 days later to find a bone-chilling image of a figure standing inches away from the sleeping Todd and her seven-month-old brother, Michael, with a horn on its head and long claws. The creature is captured standing awkwardly looking upwards just seconds before the infamous 3 a.m. witching hour, and Tori insists the discovery has left her fearing for her grandchildren's lives.
Now, 3 a.m. is the witching hour, but the devil's hour is at 12. You know, it starts, but the 3 p.m. is the witching hour. But the dark, that's just where you're at. So, you know what is now 3 a.m.? 3 a.m. in if it was 3 p.m., you know what 3 p.m. is?
That's what time the Lord rose.
Well, we'll talk about that, not necessarily.
Okay.
But what it is, it's 3 p.m. That's a long talk. It's the only reason I don't want to go in. It's a long talk. 3 p.m., that's when he gave up the ghost, huh?
Yeah, that's when he gave up the ghost, yeah.
Okay. But 3 a.m. is the time of the what they call the evening sacrifice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So So you see, then the witching hour being at 3 a.m., it's, you know, the Lord's thing. You understand what I mean? Because it's in the darkness. But anyway, this is really interesting. Let's go on with it. Okay.
Okay.
Just pick it up right here.
Right, I'm not.
Just read this again.
Okay, the creature is captured standing awkwardly looking upwards just seconds before the infamous 3 a.m. witching hour, and Tori insists the discovery has left her fearing for her grandchildren's life. When she tried to rid the house, which was hers but is now owned by her son, of the evil presence by burning oil, she claims cabinets and curtains opened and closed and music began to play by itself.
Yeah, these are things that are typical.
Okay.
But go on.
Mom of five, Tori, shared her story via a paranormal Facebook page to ask for advice, and users were horrified, with many warning her to sell the house and others agreeing to it looks demonic. No, don't run. Fight it. There you go.
Okay.
And the fearful grandma hit back at those who were so tuned,
stunned.
So stunned by the image that they claimed it had to be fake, insisting she just wants to protect her family and does not have the technical ability to alter the photo. The family previously recorded orbs floating around the children's bedroom, but the new image captured in January 7th, has triggered Ryan to take Amber and Michael out of their room and into his.
Okay.
Just
stop for a minute. Let's talk about orbs. Orbs,
I thought orbs were good. I thought they were angels.
Well, some orbs are.
So some orbs are demonic. So you don't. How do you know which orbs are which?
Well, they're.
you
can see them, but you know, a very good example is the original orbs that we seen when we first moved into the Mission Church. We took pictures and there were. of the place before renovation, before blessing the place or anything, and before we took out the old bar and all that stuff, took pictures, and there were huge orbs.
And they're still there, too.
Now, let me fill up. There are some there, but it's not the same ones, and so that's, you need to wait till I get to that point. So we took pictures of the and the orbs showed up in just regular photo, you know, pictures that we took of the place before renovation. After renovation, we took pictures and the orbs were gone, and the orbs haven't showed up in any pictures or anything until recently, that we've noticed in any pictures or any camera thing until recently.
Now, and remember that one that I took of Mimi, that great big giant one was in there.
Who's Mimi?
My granddaughter Mimi. She was three at the time, but she used to come and dance. Remember, the orbs used to fly all around the sanctuary room, and I took one of her one time that looked like a moon.
Yeah, but they're lighter colored and they're different, and you can tell by the feel of them what they are. You know what I mean? So orbs represent, we'll just say it for now instead of getting into a long conversation, is that it's something very spiritual.
Spiritual,
you know,
world.
And it's not But what they are not, they're not dead people.
Right.
You know, the dead don't come back. Okay. Now, so there was a lot of worms there. Now, this is starting to add up. I haven't even showed you the picture yet. I got a picture of the demon.
Oh, my. Yeah, I picture the one that my own son seen when we cast the demon out of that 12-year-old, and it put him in shock. And he couldn't even stand, remember? And he couldn't even talk until hours later when we got home. And we said, well, Daniel, can you draw a picture of what you've seen? And you would be, oh, my goodness. Yes, it was a demon with horns on the whole side of the building. He drew it. And I think I still have that picture that he drew somewhere in my photo album.
Okay, let's get on with it.
Okay, I just want to get rid of whatever it is. Tori from Las Vegas, Nevada said, it was so shocking when I saw it, I had to do a double take. The first thing I saw was the horns on its head, and so immediately think it's the devil or a demon. When we caught videos of the orbs, we thought it was a family member looking after the kids, but that picture, I have no idea. It's terrifying.
Okay, but again, orbs aren't, you know, family members. Go ahead.
Okay. I showed the kids, and my 13-year-old son was scared by it. I ran over to the house and showed my eldest son. We were just in shock, and he couldn't explain it either. Everybody was asleep, so it couldn't have been my son or his partner. We have still shots of him in there, and it looks like nothing like that. I know that it's something supernatural. Ryan has moved the kids out of their room and into his room. Nothing bad has happened to them yet, but it's the fact that it could. Oh, my goodness. That looks like an alien demon.
Well, it looks just like a classic demon, and it has horns. Now, what I'll say, people, if you want to see this picture, you go to prophecyhour.com, and in the right-hand column, there's a picture of somebody kneeling down and praying. That's the pastor's page. And I don't... The articles that I post over there are things that I think that you'll be interested in, or it's things that the radio program's about, along those things. The things just at plainprophecyhour.com, there's a lot of news over there and breaking news, a lot of political stuff, a lot of just everything about what's going on. But anyway, this article is over there, and if you click on the article, there's a picture of this thing, and I'm going to I'll post a picture by itself over there later, but this is plain as day. Now, this thing, like she says, this person is a reputable person. I'm going to go on, and it's going to explain who she is. But anyway, let's go on.
The 2-year-old isn't scared of the figure and thinks it's her friend. But one night, she told it to go away.
Okay, but, you know, they do fool children, you know.
Right.
A lot. You really do need to question when children are talking to something. You know, a lot of little children are actually being spoken to by the demonic, you know. And in some cases, I believe they could be talking to their guardian angel. But you need to really question when you see children just talking. Okay,
Ryan has let me try and figure it out where to go with this. So I thought I should post it on Facebook and try to get some help. I just want to get rid of whatever it is, she said. We do this. We really...
If it's in blue, it's mine. Don't say it. Go ahead.
What really is the creature in the picture? Tori said she wasn't trying to get attention from the picture. She said she is genuinely concerned and has no idea where it came from. I'm not that talented when it comes to technology to fake the photo. And I didn't share it on my own page, so it's not like I was trying to get attention from it. Tori said her 2-bedroom house is only around 20 years old, so she's surprised it would harbor such a dark presence. The cardiologist lives with her 4 other children, Jonathan McKenzie, 19, Melissa McKenzie, 17, Travis McKenzie, 16, and Nicholas McKenzie, 13. A few minutes walk away from Ryan and his partner, Alicia Johnson.
Okay, stop. Now, here's the point. This is why we really went on with it. She's a cardiologist. You know, why would a cardiologist fake something like this anyway, you know, and put it on the internet to be picked on and everything and so on and so forth? And you can see that this is an honest concern. But my point is this is more and more predominant. You know, people are seeing more. There's a lot more out there. And it's just like, folks, there's going to be some devastating information. It's going to mislead a lot of people. But there's going to be some information that comes out about UFOs, and is already coming out, that will startle you to death. I mean, they're openly admitting in the military and everything that there are, where they never have before, they're openly admitting that, yes, there are UFOs. There's things that we can't see. They've got to be from another world, and so on and so forth. And Trump allowed a law to be passed that they have to disclose what they know. They're supposed to be disclosing things by sometime in June of this year. And so, but these things are part of the end time thing that's going on. And that's what also goes in. So many things are being revealed right now. And that's what I'm going to point out in my new book. But clearly, this thing had happened. And it's devastating to her. Tell them where they can find us. And, you know, we've got to go to a break.
You can find all of our contact information, all the radio program archives, and the radio and the Mission Church updates are on prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-wrath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit, because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friends. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it. And it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib One at prophecyclub.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we're talking about the demonic things that are going on and the blatant evil that is just out there, period. And I'm just, and we'll go into this one next, but it's just more and more blatant. So many doors have been opened by Hollywood. You know, evil things doors open up. You know what I mean? You open those things up yourself by messing with things that you should not be messing with.
Right.
And Hollywood and other places have got into it. Now, later in the program, I don't know if we'll make it in this program, but we'll make it in the next one for sure. We're going to even talk about how Mel Gibson risked his career back in 2018 on a talk program on TV and came out straight out and said about, talked about all the child sacrifices and everything going on in Hollywood right now and about the Satanist movement in Hollywood. And that is predominantly out there. It's even like the stars now. They predominantly say that they are, you know, worshiping Satan. And, you know, even with the you heard about the Satan shoes, right?
Right. That's what I was just fixing to say. The human blood in the shoes.
Yeah.
That they sold so many
that.
In 1 minute.
Yeah.
$700,000 worth of shoes in 1 minute at $1,000 a pair.
It was a thousand something else. It was over a thousand.
And they all sold out in one. It was 600. And guess what? It was 666 pairs of shoes that sold in 1 minute at $1,000 a pair.
Yeah, that is mind blowing. Well, in fact, it seems how. It'll take too long to get to that. Well, maybe not. Let's see here. I've got that on here. Here, we'll do Satan's shoes next. Okay, Satan's shoes, a sign of America's sickened soul. Now, this is an article in the Washington Times by Cheryl K. Chumley. And if you folks have been a fan of our radio program for a long time, you'll know that I've interviewed Cheryl for many, many years before she even started to work on the Washington Times. In fact, I sent her a note before the radio program thanking her for doing this article and told her she ought to come back on sometime. So this is by Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times.
Okay, rapper Lil Nas X launched a brand of athletic wear called Satan Shoes that includes an upside-down Christian cross, a pair of bronze pentagrams, and a Bible reference to Luke 10:18 about the evil ones lightning, quick fall from heaven, and a drop of human blood, real human blood.
Yeah, in each shoe there's supposed to be, there's a little...
And right up under the tongue.
Oh, is that?
That's where it said, and I think if this is the same article.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it says it's right up under the tongue of every shoe. They pull the tongue back, drop the blood right on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's like your shoe's drinking the blood because it's on the tongue of the shoe. Get it?
Oh, that's even weirder. That's
okay, this is this stark picture of the moral decaying of America. This is not about a pair of shoes, per se. This is about the fact that a pair of shoes marketed as a glory to Satan could actually generate interest among mainstream consumers in a country that was founded on godly principles, on the notion of individual rights coming from God, not government, on the notion that this demonic republic would only last so long.
That's not demonic. That's democratic.
Oh, democratic.
Let's start it back.
Okay, on the notion that this democratic republic would only last as long as the people were moral and virtuous.
Yes, our founding fathers said that this country would, and they straight out said it, that this country will only work as long as there are moral, virtuous, law-abiding people in the country. If we're not law-abiding, then it will fall apart. It will not work, and that's what we're seeing right now. Go ahead.
On the notion that liberty is tied to religion and morality at the hip, that as the culture degrades, so too citizens' freedoms become, because cultural depravity breeds chaos, breeds big government.
Right, and that's exactly what you're seeing, because the people are not wanting to obey the laws or wanting to do anything they want, but they don't realize that the kind of government that's coming in on that will have greater rule over them than the country that has laws. They don't understand that. They think they're going to get more freedom, but they're being allowed to have more freedom as long as they're being evil, and that's the truth. This isn't, you know what, this battle that's going on in America isn't a political battle.
Well, when they're allowed to get away with their evil, then it makes them even eviler because they get pride about their evil, so they expand their evil.
Well, amen. Does that
make sense?
It made sense, but that was a mouthful. But so they're being allowed to do their evil as long as it's on the side of the evil government,
right,
so to speak. You know what I mean? if it was conservatives doing it, they would be shutting it down. But what they don't realize, in that's what the devil wants. That's what the Illuminati want. And the Illuminati isn't actually in charge of everything. We're going to have to do a whole program on that. Coming probably next week, we'll do it. But the point is their slogan is order out of chaos. They want chaos to be created massively so they can come up with the solution. That's Antichrist. Go on.
Okay. Maybe these shoes released in a limited 666 number are simply a rap artist's way of making some quick gimmicky bucks. They also have a drop of... Okay.
Remember, that's blue.
Oh, okay. After all, the company that collaborated to make the shoes, MSCHF, also released in 2019 its Jesus shoes containing holy water from the Jordan River. But that doesn't mean they're culturally harmless or humorous. Combine these Satan shoes with the abhorrent pressures of the satanic temple to place its ungodly Baphomet statue on public grounds, as well as that same group's abhorrent pressure to put its ungodly satanic children's big book of activities into the hands of the public school students, as well as the same group's 2019 win of an IRS tax-exempt label as a charitable organization like a church, and suddenly this footwear takes on the shine of a society trend to normalize evil.
Okay, look at that. You know, in the Church of Satan, and we've talked about that. We had a guy that came from the Church of Satan, was talking about how they, remember the program we did about a month ago where the guy was talking about how they sacrificed children and they did it through abortion in different ways? But, so, the reason I'm pointing it out, so folks, you go backwards in our radio archives and you find it, branch.podomatic.com, 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 and go backwards and see some of those other programs that we did on this subject. But but look at this. They putting it in school. Can you imagine when you was a child that you could have found a book that's called the Satanistic Children's Big Book of Activities?
And it's probably full of spells and all kinds of evil stuff. Oh.
But in the public school. Come on, would you have ever thought about that in your life?
No, I have never.
So you tell me that it isn't just out there. This, it's a society term to normalize evil.
To make light of evil, even. Okay, worse, at the same time, evil is going mainstream, godliness is going underground, and U.S. decline of Christianity continues at a rapid pace. Pew Research Center reported in late 2019, the survey conducted between 2018 and 2019 found that 65% of American adults describe themselves as Christians when asked about their religion, down 12% percentage points over the past decade. Meanwhile, the religiously unaffiliated share of the population, consisting of people who describe their religious identity as atheists, agnostic, or nothing in particular, now stand as 26%, up from 17% in 2009.
Okay, and a lot of those people that project themselves and say they are Christians, out of that 65%, the number that you would get that actually go, it's one thing to say that you're a Christian, it's another thing entirely to act like one. And to look at things through a biblical worldview, if you looked at all these things we're talking about at a biblical from a biblical worldview, meaning a reality point of view, that evil is indeed evil and it isn't okay just as long as you're not doing it to me or whatever. If you look at it from a real biblical worldview, that percentage would probably be only in the 20% or so. Because there's a lot of people that, you know, they're Christians, but they don't even read their Bible, you know, and they go, and how many Christians go to a church that's a 501(c) that doesn't even talk about evil anymore? They may claim to be Christian, but they're still accepting all these things, you know, and saying that there's even some Christian places are saying that there's other paths to God or Yahweh, but there isn't, and the only path is through the Son. you know, and you should, the only way of the Father is through the Son. Go ahead.
These are demonic shifts in
dramatic.
These are dramatic shifts in the cultural beliefs. As the culture goes, so too the politics. So too that fate of the nation. If America's culture is intertwined with atheism or unbelief, the political world will reflect a people who lead not by respect for and reliance on a higher power, a creator, but rather by the wisdom of their own minds and the whim of their own hearts, which means absolutes become non-existent, standards shift for like sands in the wind, and ultimately anything goes.
Stop. The absolutes come from the Word of God, you know. But if there are no absolutes, then, like Cheryl is saying here, that means that, you know, well, and that's what people say. That's why it's so dangerous when people say, you ever heard people say, well, that's what the Scripture means to me.
Yeah, no, the Scripture means the same to everybody. You just misinterpreted.
Yes, you can. It can pull on your heart in different ways, but the actual hardcore meaning of it is absolute. It was written to mean one thing, not many things, in that sense. And, you know, in fact, there's even people like Isaac Newton said that in the end times there will be a group of people that stand up that demand that Scripture be interpreted by its literal writing. And that's the way it is. And that's what we are seeing that coming out of the Messianic movement, that a lot of people, that's what they're demanding. But anyway, so she says anything, absolutes become non-existence. That's very true. And so everything shifts and anything goes. Anything like Satanism and anything like evil. And anything like what?
Like making light of evil to the point that Satan becomes nothing more than a symbol of on a pair of shoes, converted by rap fans and youthful nuns, which is precisely where he does his best work. Regard these shoes as a sign of America's sickened soul. In better times, they simply wouldn't be.
Yeah, in better times. If we were in a godly time, then it would...
They'd have never published... They'd have never made them dang things.
Right, right. There's the point. There's the point. And so we're going to go into this part here because that in the second part, we've got some really shocking information for you that's even more shocking. We're talking about Mel Gibson. Did I bring that up already about Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be talking about Mel Gibson in the second part of the show, but let's go over here then. We're talking about other, and I know you can see that clearly. What's the name of some of these music stars, or do we want to do Hollywood first? Okay, let's go with this. 11 celebrities associated with Satan worshiping. The first one they point out is Lady Gaga.
And everybody knows that one.
Yeah, well, but not everybody. Believe it or not everybody knows that.
Oh.
By a long shot. They just listen to her on the radio. Do they read something about her, or do they go into research? Do you know that? Here's the problem. When you become more knowledgeable, every person thinks that their knowledge is normal. You know, that's why a lot of times you'll hear me point out to you, you'll say something, and I'll say, well, and you then make another explanation. Because not all people know what you know. And a lot more people, while they may spend time on the Internet, might just read a headline or something. Or a lot of people don't spend time on the Internet. And if they do, maybe it's just on Facebook, where they don't get all the information. Just because all the information is available, it does not mean that everybody knows about it by a long shot. That's why, if so, there would be no reason for people to listen to a radio program. There would be no reason for people to go over and read all the news articles that I post. Because how do they find out about it? They have to look them up because they haven't read them yet. So there's the point. Not everybody knows about them. So let's go on. So you can read it from over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A singer who has routinely and openly courted controversy over her career, it should come as no surprise to nobody that Gaga he blew it up. Hang on a second. I got to find my place. Back it up, Dad.
What?
I'm going to just start over. A singer who has routinely and openly courted controversy over her career, it should come as a surprise to nobody that Gaga has her fair share of dictators.
Detractors.
Detractors. Racking up a bevy of hit songs over the years like Bad Romance, Telephone Applause, Born This Way, and far too many others to list here, she has proven herself a master of releasing catchy tunes. Branching out into the acting in movies like Machete Kills and Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, among others, her greatest acting credit came this last year when she won the Golden Globe for her role in The American Horror Story. An outspoken prominent of the LGBTQ community, she likely knew far in advance that her laudable position was going to be both respected and decried. She is alleged to have committed blasphemy with her controversial music video for the song Alejandro, and where the actor portrayed Jesus and Gaga dressed as a nun, to name just a few of its uneasy moments. Take on her private life are no less controversial, as best evidenced by reports that after she stayed at London's Intercontinental Hotel, she left behind a bathtub full of blood. These tales have caused some to see her as a tool for the devil.
Okay, she absolutely did. She left behind a bathtub full of blood. The point is that she predominantly, in the actions and the things that you do, no Christian would do that. So you got people like Lady Gaga. Who's this? This is Madonna. Okay, Madonna, I'll just say it because we're running out of time. Madonna, even in her last, one of her last appearances, she was dressed up as some kind of a thing in Satan worship and everything. And you know, at the last Super Bowl, what happened at the last Super Bowl? They had guys dancing about Satan and everything, and it had Hail Satan down there.
Yeah.
This is going on and on. So she puts it out in over and over about who she is, and it's right out front. Snoop Dogg, he claims that, let's go.
Today, Snoop Dogg has become arguably the most user-friendly figure in rap and hip-hop history. Perpetually baked, he seems to be having a great time wherever he goes, as evidenced by the smile that seems to be permanent fixture on his face. But that was not always the case. The 18-minute short film and soundtrack, Murder Was the Case, which told the story of Snoop's death and resurrection after making a deal with the devil, is all the evidence some need to believe he runs with the devil. The fact that a couple of years later, the rapper was put on the trial for murder also serves to strengthen their case, despite the fact that he was acquitted.
Okay, but for the fact being, Snoop Dogg, if you look at his things, he openly promotes Satanism and things. So this article is really, really out of date. I just grabbed it quick. People like Nick Jonas, now people think that he's a good deal, but he isn't, you know. He had Jimmy Page. These are other people. Jane Mansfield. She openly worshipped the devil. Liberace, devil worshiper. Sammy Davis Jr. Beyonce. There is many, many more that openly do it now. And when we get, okay, what shocked you? You mumbled.
Abraham Lincoln.
Although that thing about Abraham Lincoln, what it said about Abraham Lincoln is that his wife, after his death, participated in seances in order to try to talk to her dead husband.
Oh, okay.
Now,
yeah, that's a relief, because that shocked me.
Yeah, that's why, you know, but that's fine for pointing it out. You know, I just didn't want to get into a big thing about it. But the point is these people are out normally. Folks, if they're saying they're doing it and they're acting like they're doing it, they're not just saying it.
They're doing it.
They're actually doing it. These things are reality.
I just remember something that I read in that article that I read about those shoes. It also stated in there somewhere that Wicca is the number one religion in the United States now. Wicca, instead of Christianity. It says Wicca has become the number one religion in the United States.
Okay, well, I'll have to look that up and see if there's a stat on that, because we just read which is a regular stat, that 65% of people claim to be Christian, not Wiccan. It's Wiccan is one of the number one opposing religions coming up.
Now, I'll see if I can refine that article, because that's what I was in shock.
Well, it must have just, I don't know, I'll look it up and we'll have it for the, let's do that. I'll have it for the next radio program.
Okay.
You know, but anyway, so we'll take a break here. We'll talk about, we got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about some other things, Mission Church, and I'll tell you something that cracked up somebody with a while ago. I was talking with, and I can say his first name, and if you're listening, Gary, you said you're going to start listening to the programs, but Gary brought up, he said, well, you know, and he said, next week and is East Passover, and I said, no. I said, and I explained to him about the calendars, you know what I mean, in brief for the time that I had, and he's a pretty funny guy. He likes to laugh, but he really cracked up when I said, yeah, I said, we're in Taco Week. And I said, it's Taco Week time. You know, I wasn't thinking about, because for me, that's common in our family. Why do I call it Taco Week?
Because we're in the week of unleavened bread, and it's corn shells. You can't use flour shells. They have leaven in them.
Right. And so, you know, you put all kinds of good stuff in a corn shell and roll it up.
Oh, you can roll anything up in a shell.
Yeah,
all kinds of roll-ups.
I don't know. All that stuff that you put in one the other night, well, those were the
bomb. It was that. Yeah. It was that. Corned beef and hamburger and onions and potatoes.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it was really, really good. Those were delicious. But, yeah, so we're in, and so, folks, it is Unleavened Bread Week. And don't be fooled by some of these other calendars and things. There is a legitimate way to see the calendar. Actually, to find out when Passover thing is, you should first just go look at a regular store calendar that's not even a Jewish calendar, and it will have, it'll say Passover.
Yes, it does.
And the Passover day, just remember, it starts dark today. If it says the 27th, that means on the night of the 26th it starts. They have it right because they go by the moon. They know when the moon is
right
there and when it's not. Not like all these people that go out and do the different sightings. I know that they've actually been hoodwinked into that. David didn't do it. David knew when the new moon was going to be before it was there. It says it in the Word. And there is an easy way to do it. You could go to 119 Ministry. I can put a link on it for you. That'll show it. But the point is that we're in Passover. We're in Passover week, which is actually the week of unleavened bread, and so Taco Week, you know, because.
And guess what's tonight? Tacos.
But we have Taco Thursday.
Every Thursday, so yeah, it's a normal Thursday.
I won't be, what do I usually have for taco night?
You have, I don't know, what do you usually have? Tacos.
And a taco burger.
Oh, a taco burger, yeah, duh.
Yeah,
you can't have no taco burger.
It.
You can have a taco matzo.
But the point of the matter is that, I usually have a taco burger, but tonight I'll just have tacos. I have a taco burger and several tacos. But my point is because
that he shares with the mini pan, a bite out of every one.
Yeah, that's Venom. That's our.
He's 12 years old. He's an old man, and he knows it's Taco Thursday.
Yeah, he comes and eats with me. You know, I expect him. He's my dinner buddy, and I give him a bite after every.
So he gets Frank's share.
Yeah, Frank's busy today. I don't think he's paying much attention, but. Anyway.
April Fools.
So anyway, Mission Church. You fed how many people this week?
We fed, remember, Friday we were closed, Tuesday we fed 80, and I could have did more, but they misunderstood what I said, because I made egg and hamburger roll-ups with some special fruit that we made with dehydrated apples and pineapple and blackberries and blueberries and applesauce. That turned out really great with a splash of cinnamon on them, but I added eggs to get the 80 plates, and then I still had a line of people coming. So I said, well, they're just going to be eggs. And the people thought that I meant they were just going to get eggs. I said, oh, no, we don't want just eggs, and laughed. So we did 80.
You did 80. Okay. But here's something that different that I noticed, and I think I don't know if I pointed it out to you or not. I thought I did. But the looks of some of the people that were coming was really different, and it wasn't because they were drugged up. It was because they were starving. You know, now we get a lot of people, but which means the services must
you know.
Well, you've had some that are coming back for seconds even, haven't you?
Yeah, coming back wanting seconds, and that's why I say, you know, you got, we try to fill the plate as full as we possibly can, you know, because
everybody that knows Sister Linda or Linda Catlin knows that if you walk away hungry, it's your own fault.
that's general. That's absolute. So, folks, if you want to help and support the Wichita Mission Church, do you remember how they can donate, or do I have to find something?
Oh, well, I think it's over there at prophecyhour.com where you can find all of our contact information, our radio program archives, all the information about the Wichita Church, and we're at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, but what I was trying to get her to say, folks,
you can donate online, over the phone, or by mailing a check or money order to...
Yeah.
prophecyhour.com, and you can.
Well, you don't mail a check. Or
well,
mail
you
order.
Can find all the mailing information on prophecyhour.com.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got it right. Tell them goodbye. I got
to
get out of
and
here.
And if you wish to help, if don't help, wish to help with the poor, pray about praying for helping with radio.
Okay. All right.
Shalom.
All right. We must remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
Always be a blessing to others, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Amen. Okay. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking you show how much he is named, that Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan, and Sister Linda's going to be back in an hour.
Linda Catlin.
Saying goodbye and shalom. Come on back and hear us both in an hour.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.